We're going to step away from football, at least NFL football momentarily, as we go around the locker room. Some awesome locker room audio to get to. And, man, with the Zach Greinke trade to the Astros, it just looks like the rich get richer. But it did remind several people, and people started tweeting this out last night, saw it on my timeline. Maybe one of the greatest Greinke moments is he's an odd guy. He's got some social anxiety, mm-hmm. some things like that. He's a little bit of a unique guy, right? He's got some mm-hmm. complexities to him. He's one of his greatest moments in a locker room or clubhouse was relived, and a spotlight on it again as Greinke was back in the news getting traded to the Astros. But this came out last night. Manager Don Mattingly had called a serious team meeting, but Greinke, who never – ever speaks out, stood up and got the room's attention. All right? He said, quote, "Some of you guys have been doing the number two and not washing your hands. It's not good. I noticed it even happening earlier today. So if you guys could just be better about it, that would be great." And then he sat back down.
December.
I wish, I so wish I knew who talked next and what they said after that.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, okay, that's a thing, too. But mainly,
thank you for that, okay, Zach. Yeah, yeah, and, we'll focus on that. Back to the 9-game losing streak. What do you say after that?
I mean, imagine a guy that just lays in the cut. It doesn't really talk very much. He's one of your most important players. He's a dominant pitcher. And then the moment comes where, damn, oh, this is getting for real, dude. Look, dude, I think Greinke's about to talk. Check him out. Greinke's going to talk, dude. This is a huge meeting. Let's see what has he got. Some of you guys have been doing the number two. First of all, let's dissect that. Some of you guys have been doing the number two.
It's not a dance move.
Is that the way you talk to grown men?
Well, aside from that, I would assume all of them have been doing the number
yeah.
two. Not some of
right?
them, right? Are some of the guys so backed up they just stopped?
Right.
That's where the root
is. Is that the best way to say it? Is that locker room
irritable
banner?
Bowel hey. Syndrome.
I know everyone in here has gone number two, right, guys? I mean, it's like everyone is not four. Okay.
Hey, some of you guys have been blowing up the bathroom.
All right.
All right, show of hands. Who here has been going number two? All right, guys, come on, raise your hand. Who's been going number two?
Some of you guys have been doing the number two. So he didn't even say going number two. Some of you guys have been doing the number two and
so
not
stupid.
Washing your hands.
Very Austin Powers.
And okay, so that's the update. Here's the sentence. Some of you have been doing the number two and not washing your hands. Now here's the commentary on that update.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. So he's letting you know, hey, man, that's not good. Like, if you were under the impression that it's good to go mm-hmm. to do the number two and not wash your hands, it's not good.
Right. He's a man of immense focus.
He says it's not good. All right. And then he brings forth evidence from today. I noticed it even happening earlier today. It happened earlier today. So
he's called out a specific few now.
Okay, so think about it. He is sitting there. Everyone in there is stewing about this players-only meeting or whatever it is. You know, they're stewing about this team meeting, airing their grievances. He's just sitting there furious that people aren't washing their hands after they rock a deuce. And then he says, and then he softens it up. Because he wants to end on a high. His long speech is about to end. He says, so if you guys could just be better about it, which in itself, better about it. If you could just be better about it.
Occasionally wash your hands. That's all
yeah.
I'm asking for.
He said, that would be. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Should
yeah, here's
improve.
The music. Yeah, give me the music.
Can
here it is.
One of those hot waters.
Here's
over
the music. Some of you guys have been doing the number two. And not washing your hands. It's not good. I noticed it even happening earlier today. So if you guys could just be better at it, if you guys could just be better about it, that would be great.
I could hear Bassick delivering that speech.
I like to say Taco Bueno.
I'd like to hear Bassick read that speech.
And then he sat right back down. I mean, that is just
I like saying
incredible.
Taco Bueno.
I do too.
Thank you, Zach Greinke. for that incredible moment in sports history.
When you guys saw that the Rangers didn't do anything, I mean, they did the moves the night before, and they were two great moves, especially if they end up getting the guy they want the international slot money for. But when the Rangers didn't make a deal at the deadline with Minor, and then the Astros got Greinke, didn't it sting even more to see the Astros do something like that?
I understand that, and I did see some reaction like that. It doesn't really impact me that much, Ben, because I don't think the teams are remotely in the same space right now.
They're not.
It's like, you know, whenever great teams go do great stuff, it doesn't really impact me that much. I expect that that's where they are in their trajectory, and quite frankly, they're going to be there for a while.
So Jeff Passan wrote a great article on ESPN that came out today, and it's kind of a look at the Diamondbacks and Astros trade negotiations and how quickly this came together. And there were a couple things after reading through that. There were a couple things in there that did sting a little bit. And I agree. We're talking about two different stratospheres right now
with
where these clubs are. I want to read you this, though. Just tell me if it hurts a little bit.
Okay.
And this is after he talked about the Astros sat there and went, well, the Yankees didn't do anything. And I'm looking around at the starting pitcher market. Doesn't look like the Rangers are going to move Mike Minor. Doesn't look like Wheeler's going to get traded. Doesn't look like Bumgarner's going to get traded. We might as well do something. No one's doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros saw it, got aggressive. They were, quote, emboldened by the support of owner Jim Crane, who is just the right kind of hands-on. Supportive but not pushy, involved but not overbearing, and very, very happy to cut a check for stars. And that made me go, ugh.
I think, but let me say this. If the Rangers were in a different position, they would do that.
I think they would too.
We came on the air a million times and talked about Rangers ownership, not wanting to spend a bunch of money, and every free agent trade or every trade deadline, as if the Rangers were in a position, what did they do? They took on more money.
Yeah.
Every single year. Now, it wasn't, and even this deal, I mean, I was shocked to see how much the Diamondbacks picked up of that. Didn't they pick up 20 of or 24 million of?
Bassick was explaining on those deals where there's money deferred, the original team who makes the agreement has to pay it. So the Diamondbacks had to pay some of this no matter what.
Gotcha.
A lot of it.
Okay.
Either way, the deferred stuff.
Okay.
That's what Bassick was saying.
You can't trade the deferred money.
Yeah.
So anyways, I understand that that's where we are right now at this moment in baseball time. But the Rangers have been a team that when they're in a position to go for it, they've gone for it. And Ray, and several years back when Bob was involved, they would step up and spend the money. So if the Rangers didn't have a disastrous July, and we're actually winning games and out of position to do something, they'd probably spend a little bit of more money than people thought they would because they have traditionally done that.
Yeah.
So just, the Astros are in their winning window and they doubled down. That's what good franchises do in any sport.
Yep. No question. Does sting because I hate Houston, though.
Absolutely. Guys, we got to play this clip. Now, this is from the Baton Rouge Rotary Club.
I don't know what that means.
LSU, you're tracking that?
LSU head coach Ed Orgeron is speaking. Now, I only have a 7-second clip for this.
Okay.
I actually think it works out better because you guys can kind of try to say what he's saying or figure out what he's saying.
Okay.
Ed Orgeron is super Cajun. We've played audio of him in the past, notably the time he talked about drinking a ton of Red Bulls per day.
Oh, I remember that.
Listen to what he's saying at the Baton Rouge Rotary Club and see if we can kind of translate it.
Okay.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafusa who never got past number one. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Everybody in that room understood that?
This reminds me of the Adam Sandler movie. What was that?
It's Farmer Friend from The Waterboy.
Yeah, it's The Waterboy. I mean, nobody can understand that, really.
Yeah, let me hear that again. The last thing he said is pass at number one. I heard that part, but nothing leading up to it.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafusa who never got past number one. Anyway.
I think he said Ralph on a futon, and once he got there, it's pass number one.
Maybe. Glad there's a route. Is there a player name? Like, I think it's a weird
Let me hear that.
I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafusa who never got past number one.
All right. I'm glad that Ralph took a poop because I didn't think he could ever get past number one.
Okay, so I thought he said he saw fuchsia.
I thought
color.
He said, I'm glad Ralph got Sala food because he was going to pass number one.
Oh, let me hear that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Sala Fusha who never got past number one.
Oh, no, I got it. Not bad. I'm going to bag on a raft because Fallujah would have been number one.
That makes a lot more sense. Let me hear it again.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Sal LaFuscia wouldn't ever got past number one.
Anyway. I still think he's talking about Ralph saw the fuchsia and then decided to pass number one.
Is that a laugh track? Because no one there understood those words, right?
All those swampy hillbillies.
That's how about when he came out and hold that whole name on there, number one.
That is crazier. That is crazier.